Hello, this is E.T. Ron from the Creation Lightship. So we're going to be doing some healings this evening on everyone who's listening. And we hope everybody has had a nice week so far. And this is Saturday evening, so here we go. So we'll first describe what the Creation Lightship is. It's invisible. It is not in the 3D realm like people talk about UFOs, etc. This is true creation energy. And the light ship comes every 2,000 years to assist sentient beings in their shift moving toward a higher consciousness. It allows the universe to actually do its unfolding to move forward in consciousness. So we're now involved at the end of the 2,000-year cycle. And naturally, when this happens, everyone has a choice, and it's up to you to work on yourselves enough to choose to take your body with you to a higher dimensional frequency. If you choose not to do this, then the standard process will happen where the body will just dematerialize and probably not form again in its 3D state. If you do choose to do this, you will be full consciousness with your body in another dimension. So there's nothing scary about it. This happens every 2,000 years, and this is how the universe is able to cleanse the negativity out of itself. And it's kind of like a check and balance that the creation energy decided to do to kind of keep tabs on its creation. And last time when Jesus came, there wasn't enough people awakened to do the ascension, so the earth spirit, which decided if it wants to ascend or not and change frequencies, decided to hang in there for an extra 2,000 years to do the same spiritual walk, we'll call that, of its growth over again, hoping that the people on the planet would be able to be more conscious at this time in the cycle. So hopefully we are, and a lot of people will be shifting during this process. So my understanding is that the universe just basically gets turned off instantaneously, and then it gets reinstated according to what consciousness the planet is at the time, if it chooses to ascend to a higher frequency or not. And then if it does, then all of a sudden when it gets returned on again, then it can be in another dimension. And this is how I perceive the shift is going to happen. It won't be catastrophic, where you're going to see a lot of earthquakes, etc., and things happening, you know, Armageddon, where the end times are coming. It's just going to be an instantaneous shift. But remember, it's up to you to help your body out. Your body's been here for a long time in genetics, so it's carrying the genetic history of a 4,000-year density. So it's time for you to wake up and to do the work to cleanse your body so that these emotional densities that you have stored inside of it, I shouldn't say that you have stored, but since you are in your body, you are responsible for your body, but it's up to you to help the body clear itself out so it can do the shift. And it's not going to be like, you know, the 100th monkey scenario where one person gets it and everybody else gets it. That's not what happens. If it would have been that way, it would have happened 2,000 years ago with Jesus. This is a personal free choice growth pattern that everyone has, and it's up to you to decide to do this process. So you have to do the work. So to get on with the session tonight, I enjoy doing healings with everyone. This is what this show is about, is to do healings. This is where the spirituality meets the pavement. And otherwise, it's just a lot of talk sometimes and a lot of foo-foo that people talk about. And you can be told how great everything is, and you may feel wonderful for that maybe first 10 or 15 minutes after hearing someone talk. But then after that, your light patterns are the same, unless you choose to understand what the person was talking about and work on yourself. So what I do is have the light beam doctors from the Creation Lightship help you, and they do physical healings on you. And so, and a lot of these are instantaneous. So what we're going to do first is some sampling of what I do. So, and I would like some phone calls if you'd like to call in, maybe in about 10 minutes. About a quarter after the hour would be wonderful. And the phone number is on the home page here on BBS Radio. I'm just going to read it off to you here. So here it's in the States, it's 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional clearing. And what this does is, I do this each week for people, this will clear away the emotional traumas that you've experienced from right now going back to your last birthday, and we'll go back a couple of years after that. So that allows you to be in peace with your past. And what happens is, which we all realize, that as you go through life, we all have traumas that we go through. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with them, and sometimes they keep haunting us, and we keep thinking about something else, and this trauma comes up. And basically it's fear, and it's mainly judgment. That's the bottom line, why we're separated from spiritual truth is judgment. And we want to clear those out because these blocked energies that we have for judgment becomes blocked energies, which in turn will kill the physical body. So it's very important to have your emotions cleansed. This I can do in about an hour session with everyone. And I go from your current age back into the womb, and I charge $5 for each year of your life. So say if you're 30 years of age, it would cost $150. And at that point, you're cleared. It's a one-time, instantaneous, divine grace healing. And the doctors upon the Creation Light Ship is who does this healing. And they're just wonderful. And they're trying to help everyone out who hear the call. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time. This is an emotional clearing, turn away density from you. And I work with the chakras. There's actually a lot more to it than this, but since we're very simple-minded down here, they couldn't really tell you all that they're doing. I wouldn't even understand it down here. But here we go, because it's so complex. So, first chakra, just sit back and relax. Maybe close your eyes, take a deep breath. This energies leave you instantly. Sixth chakra, and I use the word replace to zero charge. Replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second replace to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Okay, next to your back. Sixth replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second replace to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Next to your back. Sixth replace to zero charge. Fifth replace to zero charge. Fourth replace to zero charge. Third replace to zero charge. Second replace to zero charge. First replace to zero charge. Okay. So you may feel a little bit less tension in your body. You might feel more relaxed. Just depends how you feel. Normally women are about 50-50, half can feel, half can't. And men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you feel a little more relaxed, you're very gifted. You can thank yourself for that. So just kind of sit back and relax right now and close your eyes and look at something that happened to you maybe in the last week or in the last couple of years. And just see how you sense the energy. See if your body's uptight or not. See if it causes and triggers fear or anything. And just do this right now, and you know that this energy is working for you when you look at these scenarios in your life. So I'll be quiet here for about a half a minute as you investigate your past. Okay, so you should feel a little more relaxed now, and you should have peace with your past. If you've been coming on the calls every week, I do them Wednesday and Saturday nights. If you think this is not going to work for you, because I did it last time you were on or a few times, just know that this is now working from maybe the last few days that you have been on the call. So you should be having a pretty clean slate right now. I'm going to go to your feeling body. This is a little different than the emotional body. And also on your screen, the home page, you should be able to see one of the light being doctors that's displayed there. So you might just look at her, and I'm going to energize her in a little bit, and she'll become almost 3D in appearance. And you can look at her, and it'll look like she is living. So here we go. We're going to do feeling body healing here. So sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Now next to your back for one whole complete year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And next to your back, sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay, and again, just kind of sit back and close your eyes if you like and look upon maybe the last week, something that happened to you traumatically, and go back maybe as far as you want to the last couple of years. And I'll just be quiet here for about a half a minute and just sample and see how this healing is working for you. Okay, next I'm going to do a mental body clearing. This is the same process. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Here we go. So again, just close your eyes and sit back and just kind of see how this feeling sensations in your body. You may feel some energy around your head moving, and this should help you think a little quicker and faster. So I'll just allow you to experience that and be back in a few minutes here. Okay, so So you may notice that a lot of people feel energy around their head moving. You may be able to connect easier to your thoughts. What we're going to do now is another spiritual type healing on you. And what we're going to do is connect you up to your spirit, which is, we'll say, inside of your heart center. We're going to do the drop from your head down to your heart. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness, and we're going to lower that into your heart center. And I'll count to 10 backwards, so you can visualize if you like. Going on an elevator down from your head down into your heart. Number 10 will be the 10th floor, we'll call it, and 1 will be in your heart center. So here we go, and this light ship is going to help you do this process. I normally do it about 4 times, so here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, it feels like. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should be able now to feel like your thoughts are inside of your heart center. And you can now ask for guidance, if you like, from your spirit. So just connect, and I'll be back in about a minute here. So you can get your own spiritual guidance and information. I hope that was useful for all of you. And this is how you can do your connection. You can do the same process, I'm sure, by yourself, since this connection is connected and made for you right now. What I'm about is to help you get self-empowered to know about your spirit. This is who you are. And you need to understand that your spirit has a lot of your answers that you're looking for. So the whole process is going inward. And your spirit is there to help you clear away densities too, so that your spirit can help you do the ascension process. But it has to be fully integrated in your body to do this. And most people are only 20% in their body, so that's an indication that they may not make it for the ascension process, because you have to do the work. When you're born initially, you're in your body 100%. And that's who you should be for your whole lifetime. But unfortunately, people go out of their bodies, and pain and trauma has caused that. And this is a pretty rough place to live, so you have to learn now how to come back into your body, to be whole and complete, to be responsible for your life here. So I'll do another clearing here. I'm going to do a clearing on what I call a sensory clearing. It's, in a sense, past life, although it's much more to it than that. It clears your spirit from its past incarnations, wherever it would be. and it also clears out your genetics of your body. So this is the two main clearings that it has done for many, many people. So just kind of sit back here again and relax. And this is a wonderful clearing. So we're going to do the year 2000 to now. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And like I've said before, there's nothing that you can do to help this healing. So don't try to push the energy or anything else. The divine is helping you and facilitating this whole clearing process. 19. 100. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And 1800. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And I'll go back one more year here, one more 100 years. So this is the 1700s. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. A lot of energy out there for someone. I have to yawn here. Boy, a lot going on in the heart in 1700s. Fourth chakra replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And again, a lot of these energies are below the surface. We may not know about them, but it can affect us in this lifetime. And it can cause us a lot of problems if we don't have it cleared away from us. So what I'll do now is allow you to look at that for about a half a minute. Just kind of see how you feel with this healing. We've had four healings, and you can sample those right now, and I'll be back in about a half a minute. So just kind of sample how they feel. You should hopefully be in your heart center again. And look at something that bothered you recently or in the last couple years, and just see how you feel about it. Okay, so what we're going to do now is another healing, and if you're looking at your computer on the index page, you should see this beautiful light beam, in a sense looking at you on your computer screen. She's kind of small, about a half an inch wide, about an inch high, and we're going to energize her right now. So we're going to ask her from the creation light chip to come into this photo here. So just kind of watch it, and you might want to blink your eyes a little bit. Sometimes that'll allow you to see a change in the picture. We're going to ask her now to, you know, in my screen, she's becoming a little more 3D. Ask her to come in, and her eyes are getting more intense on mine. But just kind of look at it for yourself here. Her aura field is changing, and she'll start to become almost real to you as she looks at you. And I see her kind of putting out a little smile on her face slightly there. There we go. And right now she'll start to emit light from herself there into you. And I'd just like you now to ask her for a healing. This is a picture of Janina. This is her energy. And she's coming through in this photograph right now. And just request her healings and maybe spiritual guidance. And I'll be back here in about a half a minute or so. Okay, so I hope you all saw her presence change in the photograph, and I hope that you all received the healings that you would like to have. If anyone would like to call in, I'm open to phone calls right now, and let's talk about the creation lightship here. It, like I said, it comes once every 2,000 years to help everyone who's interested in moving forward. To have healings. It's the same ship that Jesus used when he was here 2,000 years ago. And this is where a lot of those miracle healings came from. The teachings came from there. He came from the ship into the Galactic Federation, and from there he came down here. And he was directly connected to the Creation Lightship for all the work that he performed here. And I can see her still radiating a lot of energy out of her eyes here. Very, very beautiful energy. What we're going to do now is bring in some energy now of Mother Mary to come into your living rooms. So again, just sit back and relax. We'll bring in the divine energy of Mother Mary from the creation lightship. This is her first cause energy upon her creation. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. And it's got all. I think we have a caller online here.
Yeah, hi Ron, it's Tammy calling.
Hi Tammy.
I have a question with regard to how karma and how that got established and how that plays within or without the work that you do.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Tammy, and I'll answer that question. So Tammy had a question about karma. And how the creation lightship deals with that, and also why it's here. Karma itself is not a high spiritual truth. the dark side in the sense that's here, that's holding everybody back from leaving the planet, created karma. And the karma that I'm using is bad karma, the karma that holds you here in place. Naturally, everything works with cause and effect, but typically when we talk about karma, it's like, you know, you had to incarnate from your last lifetime because you weren't good enough. And you're always attempting to become better in each lifetime so you can leave here and be enlightened. Well, that's just the way the dark side has chosen to lay out the script for all of us here. For myself, luckily, this is my first lifetime in 3,000 years. So when I heard about karma, I thought everybody was crazy because it doesn't exist where I come from. But here it's people's locked in here. So it's just the way the dark side has held you captive by telling you a reason why you can't leave. And you can't leave because you're their food source. They work on your emotional energy and they try to come into your body to hold you back. And that's the unfortunate thing about being here is that the dark side needs your emotional energy to live. And these are soulless beings that were not created by the light. They were created outside of the light. And so the light works with spiritual law that they created, and the dark side works outside of that. But the dark side can work and use and mimic this light energy. So there are a lot of people that can do healings, and they can use this dark energy, and it can provide healings for people. So it's you have to be kind of careful. So basically, that's hopefully that answered the question. Reincarnation, karma is not from the creation light ship. When you go to a planet and you choose to go there working with light energy, you're there for one incarnation, and then you're a complete free choice to leave if you choose to. Here, we don't have that option, although now we do have it. Anybody who were to pass on now could leave instantly because the creation light ship now has taken control of the situation and there's no more karma here. So, and they also have expressed that some people need to have to figure out why the situation in their life is there. Well, that's another dark side trick because you're never good enough and you have to keep working on yourself to become spiritually whole and complete, and that's just and it's really hard to become that here because the true religious teachings that were sent down here got diluted, and a lot of them are not in wholeness. So that's the unfortunate thing. And I hope that answered the question for you, Tammy. But the main thing is just to connect with your own spirit. It has all the information. So many people go outside of themselves searching and looking, and they don't go inside. Or if they do go inside, they go into their head. A lot of times there's entities in their head, and they think they're getting their wonderful spiritual guidance because an entity is talking to them. Entities are emotional bodies of dead people that have passed on here. Remember, they don't have a spiritual energy to them because they weren't created by the light. They were created by the earth spirit. And so there's a difference there on these two different types of energies. What looks out of your eyes is your own spirit. That's why your eyes are normally bright. When you're out of your body, your eyes become very dull looking, and you may look like a dead fish. So you want to be very bright, and the more spirit energy you can retain in your body, and it's up to you to do this. It's not your spirit's intention to leave you, but somehow it gets pushed out from it. So some home. Okay, I think we have another caller online. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Ron. I wanted to ask part two of that question. It was a wonderful answer. Thank you so much. Could you tell the listeners what the differences of us working on ourselves, as you've referred to with your own work, and the difference of working on having to continually recycle stuff through these sort of dark, manipulative format? Could you differentiate the two for the listeners?
Yeah, I want you to stay in line for a second, Tammy.
Okay.
So what I believe you're asking is when you work on yourself, in a sense, how do you know it's working in a sense versus having something outside of yourself working with you? Am I correct on that, or?
No. Well, you say you have to. You said that when you're talking about the dark side healings and how they work with clearing karma and stuff, and how you people are supposed to take responsibility through that format. The way I interpreted your answer was that they make you believe you have to keep processing. But with your work, it's different, correct? When you say you have to do the work.
Yes, you have to connect to your spirit to do the work. So your spirit has a lot of your answers, if not all of them, to help
right.
you out.
Right.
At the end times, because the dark side wants to hold you captive here, they can and are producing a lot of energy healers right now that are using those dark energies.
Right.
Not knowing that they're using them. You see, a person goes out, we'll say, and takes a class and spends $500, and all of a sudden they have their certificate on the wall that they can do this certain type of energetic healing. Well, you don't know where that person who taught the class is connected to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing with your energetic system as they're doing healings with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very cautious on, this is my own way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I would do first is always check with your spirit in your heart and say, should I be doing this or not? Is this person working with 100% light energy or 99% light energy?
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 99% light energy. That 1% of darkness can steal your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Be very, very careful. And there are healers who do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's healers that I have heard about that can take parts of you, and they say they're doing healings on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, heal your spirit, heal different parts of your spirit inside of you, heal spirits of body organs, and it's just. Your spirit knows all about the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you never want to have your soul taken out of your body.
Mm.
Okay, that's the first thing. If somebody says they're going to take your soul out of your body, then stop right there, because your soul is from the divine. It came to you, and naturally you can give your permission to have this done. I see people and hear about them all the time doing this here. They get sucked
into a trance. Is that what you're referring to, soul retrieval?
Very dangerous. They get sucked into a trance by the healer. A lot of these healers are very, very powerful, because remember I said that the darkness can mimic the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sneaky,
mm-hmm.
and these healers can do this, and with your permission, being ignorant, you can lose part of your soul. They can take part of your soul and take it and slice it up, put it on different dimensions, between dimensions, scatter it throughout the universe. So be very careful. Always ask and go inward before you have any work done. This is my whole teaching. Go within and talk to your spirit. Get into your heart center. That's the main thing. Even what I do here on my conference call and all the other sessions that I do and on this radio station, go into your heart and see if this is what you need to have done for yourself. It's very, very important. And if your spirit agrees with that, then do whatever is happening. But don't go into your head. And that's the difference. You should be able to feel your mind inside of your heart. Like your head is inside of your heart. And the dark side cannot do that. They cannot prevent you from going inward. If you only have 1% of your spirit left inside of you, that 1% is actually stronger than the darkness itself, but you have to connect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my teaching. Get inside of your heart center. Connect with your spirit, because your spirit has all the information that you're ever going to need. And looking outside of yourself is great. It's a good way to get started. But maybe after you have a room full of books and you're still searching, well, it just means that you haven't went inside yet. And all the teachings that are out there will have some truth in them. And eventually all that truth that they tell you about is to go inward. So do that to begin with. Does that answer your question, Tammy?
Yes, it does. I've stuck with you for quite a spell here, Ron.
Okay.
I quite enjoy your healings, and I've had no complaints. Wonderful work.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. So what we're going to do next here, I have about maybe 15 minutes or so here. So we're going to do some creation lightship healings with everyone. And like I always say, this healing will not work in the archives because the dark side is still here. It's about 35% here. And there's about 65% of light on the planet now from the creation lightship. But the dark side still can control things. So you will not be able to go up to the ship unless I'm with you on this conference call here on the radio station in person. For the ones that are listening now, we're going to have Janina come. That's a light beam that you're looking at on your monitor screen there. And she's going to connect with you, your energetics. She will connect with your heart center. And take probably... I have a question. Hello, caller.
Hello. How are you tonight, Ron?
Very well.
That's excellent. I was just listening earlier to you about how they can take your soul and actually do a possession of the physical body. I just recently experienced that in November, and I just felt like I wanted to share that with you and to the listeners tonight that that is extremely real. And what I'm finding as well is that that they are even very good at projecting of being of the light.
Yes, that is correct. And they can take all those light frequencies and mimic them. But as you start working up through the dimensions, if you're able to look, then they won't go very high. But yes, so they can do the great illusion.
Yes, and you know, it's really interesting. What has concerned me is that I have found that these individuals are traveling globally to various areas, not only just within the United States, but internationally. And it was really interesting because I watched a soul actually taken out of a woman's physical body, and she gave her full permission, and her soul was actually locked up in a black box where there were demons in. And then I watched a darker lord come down and possess this actual physical body. Isn't that just incredible?
Yeah, it is. It's very sad, and people don't understand what happens. A lot of these so-called healers of the light will come in, and they mesmerize the people with this dark energy and put them into a trance, and they're like hypnotized, and they don't know what's really happening, and they do get their permission. And so, you know, when you get permission for something, for an attunement or whatever, you know, this is what you're doing because this is your energy and you're doing this yourself. And, yeah, it's very, very sad. And the bright side is the creation lightship here is to help the people. So that's the other turning point. But you definitely want to be aware. And I really appreciate your phone call. So thank you so much for calling. I didn't hear what your name was, but thank you very, very much. So we'll have Janina now connect with all of us. And like I said, check with your heart center. Go inside of your heart and connect with your spirit. And ask your spirit if it's okay for you to have this creation energy that created you help you. I know it may sound like worse to you, but this is the energy that created you. And they will not go against your free will. If you don't want to go up on the creation light ship, you're not going to be going. So they honor that completely. And they honor how much healings you want to have also on there. So Janina now is connecting with everyone. If you have any animals or pets you would like to bring up for healings also, these are ones that are personal to you. Just think of them now and hold them in your consciousness. And we're going to go up right now. And now we're there. And the pets and animals are now leaving to go to special animal healing ships. And we're going now into a room that I call a transporter room. This is where they're going to be checking out our body, checking our DNA, seeing what type of life form we are. They work with many life forms. Jim Winoid and others. And they're just doing a scan on us right now. I'm able to watch on the Creation Lightship. I bilocate instantly. And you are bilocated instantly, too. You're up there walking just like you would be here, except you may not be talking. You may be using your thoughts to communicate with, the mental telepathy. We're going now into a room, which is what I call the orientation room. You're there as long as you need to be to get comfortable with the different doctors, the way they look, the different procedures. There's all different types. There's water, say, animals. There's fish. There's whales. There's seals. There's dolphins. There's crystals. There's orbs. There's two-leggeds like us, different heights. There's other beings that look different than us. And they're all in love energy. This is their first incarnation. So they're training to become doctors on their next, incarnation to where they're going to after the ascension process. Right now, I just heard a beep here. Yes, someone else online right now?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Ron. William.
Hi, William.
How you doing?
Yes, we're just now going up to the ship and having some healings.
Oh, cool.
Do you have a quickie question?
I was just going to ask you about the different healings that you did. You do several different kinds, don't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Could you sort of kind of go through them for us?
Yes, I'll do that in a few minutes here.
Okay.
Go into the different rooms.
All right.
Okay, so I'll bring you up also.
Thank you.
So right now we're going into the procedure rooms. This is where the doctors are working with us, so they're quite wonderful. And we're going into a room now, and I see throat energies here. So maybe some people out there may have sore throats. I don't know. Maybe lung problems, possibly. Maybe breathing, bronchial problems. So we're going into a room right now where they're going to be working with this. And there's many doctors that we can choose to work with. Each team is normally three doctors. So we're in this room right now, and they're working with that. And I'll go into one other room. We're going into a room where they have the beautiful hot tubs, and these hot tubs are helping to detoxify and cleanse our bodies. So I'll bring down another energy from the Creation Lightship into your living room, and Archangel Michael is a favorite for a lot of people, so we're going to bring his energy in. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back for about a minute here and feel the energies as they work with you. And definitely request your healing down here, which I have worked on. And I'll be back in about a minute. Okay, we'll now go to another location on the Creation Lightship. Remember, we're there physically, and all of our energetic bodies are with us, including our spirit. And right now, they're going to be working with our spine. I'm seeing some spine adjustments, so request that if you like. Anything that you may have wrong with you, just request that. If you have any pain, they're going to help you with that also. They work with your hip sockets. They're working with your legs. I see them working with our rib cage right now. I'm going to go into a second room, and this room will be the room where they can release physical body pain from us. So again, request your healings. If you have pain somewhere, just say, I have pain here. I want to have it released, and do ask them for that. And I'll bring in one other energy down here for us to experience. And I'm going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. She'd like to come in. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I can still see Janina activated very strongly on the computer screen here, so you may look at her also and ask her for healings. And I'll see you back in about a minute again. I'm going to go into another location on the Creation Lightship. And we're going to go into the room where Saint Germain resides. And this is where the violet energy is, the violet ray. So we're going into this room right now. It's very, very beautiful. And he's also in this room, so we can ask him for guidance and healing too. And allow this beautiful violet ray to flow through and around your body. And we'll just let you have this one room to experience this here. And again, we'll bring in his energy down here for us to experience. So I'm connecting to it now, and the light ship will bring this energy right into your living room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that feels very good. So, see you back again in about a minute. Okay, we're going to go into another location on the Creation Light Ship. This is in a whole different section of the ship. This is where you're going to have your own room. This is where you were created. And you're walking into this room right now. And across the wall facing you is your divine spirit. They recreated your spirit upon its original creation energy. When you were first created from the source energy. So I'll count to 10, and your spirit's going to walk into you and give you a lot of energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you should be feeling the energy around you and through you. So to allow you to have this space here to enjoy yourself. See you in about a minute. Okay, hope you enjoyed that experience. It's quite nice. And we'll go on to one other room up on the Creation Light Ship. We're going to go into the room where they have the beautiful swimming pool. And the swimming pool is still full of their liquid light energy water. And this water is just very precious. You can swim in it, but you can breathe perfectly fine underneath the water. The water does not touch your skin. And we're in there, and each doctor team has three doctors to it. And these are the doctors that are going to be swimming toward us now. And these are the dolphin doctors who are taking this life form on the planet that they're going to. It may not be on the new Earth. And they're coming to you right now. And again, you can request healing from them. I'll let you have this experience here for a little bit, and I'll bring in the dolphin energy down here for us to experience too. They're going to come into your living room, so here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll let you experience this for about a half a minute here. And the show is coming to a close here, so we'll come back after this session here. Okay, so we're now going back to the orientation room where we're giving thanks to the doctor teams that have worked with us. As I'm seeing, we had about 16 teams, three doctors apiece. Remember, we're up there out of time, so they can do many things at one time. And we're now getting our animals and pets that we brought up. They're being returned to us right now. And now we're going back to the transporter room, and this is where they'll be bringing us back down, but they're putting around us first a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this conscious healing energy is going to be with us for the next 5 days, so we can request healing for for what they resonated with on our healings on the ship. So just request your healings. And they're getting ready to bring us back down. And I'm doing one other special healing right now for people. The cost on it is $500. And I do approximately 3,000 to 4,000 clearings on you. It can take upwards to probably about 3 hours to do. And it clears you from when you were created, all the negativity off of your spirit and the incarnations that you've been through, different planets, universes, back to where you are right now. So it's quite a interesting and divinely guided healing session. So that interests you, just give me a call. My phone number is very easy. It's 1-877-ET-HEALS, H-E-A-L-S. And they're ready to bring us back right now. And we're coming down. And now we're here. So I thank all of you for coming aboard tonight and having your healing. Remember, going to your heart center to get your guidance. Connect with your own spirit. That's who you are. And don't allow entities to rule your life inside of your head. Connect with your heart. And I'll be seeing you again next Wednesday, so you can call in if you want. And my show starts at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So everybody have a good weekend, and I'm signing off, and catch you later. Have a wonderful time. Bye.